your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Look, just a little bit more news about this disaster to our north. This was the Cairns Post today. Queensland Reconstruction Authority deputy. This is Mike Awasing's. Worked in the thick of disaster for 30 years. The catastrophic devastation of communities on the Bloomfield River is the worst he's experienced. And he's been on the front line for 30 bloody years, including Black Saturday, Black Summer fires, all of that. But he said this, the intensity of the impact on people and critical infrastructure is just breathtaking. Now, somebody said, well, how long is it going to be, Mr. Wassing, until we're back to tickety-boo? And he said, it's a long way off. Now, getting a handle on just how long that is, nobody's got a clue. And the point was made this morning, look at Lismore, a year and a half, 2 years on, and they're still struggling to get back to anything like normal. Now, here's a quote. Dagara residents spent the night of December 17 clinging to trees or waist deep in water on the roof with no emergency assistance because safe access was impossible. And it says here, Douglas Shires, Michael Kerr, was furious. Emergency accommodation for displaced locals has been set up 14 kilometres away from Dagara at Bloomfield Caravan Park. Now, he says it was ludicrous that residents would have to walk, listen to this, 3 hours to caravans which should have been set up on their properties. This is similar to the discussion I had just a little while ago with the principal of same-day granny fats. His facility should be set up adjacent to where the issue is. Now, I've got Michael on the line. Yeah, he's just actually picked up, which is very good timing. Mayor Michael Kerr, Douglas Shire Council, also Chairman, Far North Queensland Organisation of Councils, FNQ ROC. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, John.
I know we've spoken at some length about these matters, about what they've gone through on the night of the cyclone, etc. But it's what's happened since, and it's got people scratching their heads saying, couldn't we have all done better? Couldn't people in responsible positions have made better decisions? What's your point on this particular front?
You know, I've said it a couple of times now. You know, Queensland is really good at preparing for disasters, and we're actually quite good when it comes to the disaster stage themselves. But the one thing I've learned from this is there's a lot of learnings to be had post-disasters. Mm. You know, and especially in these remote and rural areas where it's not like the southeast corner where you've got a suburb next door where all these volunteers can come in and help and then drive home at night. There's no one up there except for the 45 people in this community. That's all they've got. You know, some of them are aged people and, you know, they don't have the strength to even lift wet mattresses. You know, they don't have the strength to keep going. You know, we're up to 36 days now of living with nothing, you know, just supplies, staying at friends, you know. And like Michelle, when I spoke to her on Sunday, she doesn't even have somewhere where she can just go and be by herself and have a cry. Because they're all living on top of each other. So it's a devastating mental, emotional roller coaster. We've already had one chap in Dagara that had a heart attack on the weekend. There's another one in Ayton that I believe has had a heart attack and died. You know, this is becoming physical as well as the emotional strain. And this is why we were saying from day one, it's so important we get the numbers on the ground to get these things started before the wet seasons kick in. You know, so here we are now, we're having rains, it's delaying things, it's stopping progress. And, you know, if we just got those people in there, in the numbers, to get this sorted, you know, straight away, it would have taken away a lot of this burden that they're carrying right now.
Yeah. Decision makers may be listening to you at this very moment. What would have to happen to fix this?
You know, I think, it's a learning thing. There's the finger-pointing, blaming game happening with this. You know, everyone has been up there. Everyone, as Mike has said, this is a huge disaster. It's massive. But it's, all right, what's the first thing that has to happen to ensure we get the numbers to get down there, which obviously is getting NEMA up so the national funding body can come through, getting that military in as quickly as possible, or Disaster Resilience Australia in, all those groups just to start getting people on the ground. Now, Dagara has had half a dozen SES and CUFAS people go through. with the local young guys who have done an amazing job of clearing some of the houses of the mud. Now, there's still houses up there that are still inundated with mud, which is now clay. It's not even mud anymore. Yeah, so the time frame and Billy and Michelle's place, all their whole life, ruined and broken, is still surrounding their house. You know, all the furniture, all their everything that was part of their life is just there in front of them, destroyed. And they can't move on. They can't start going into recovery while the disaster's still there around them. And that's the hard part for them. They need someone to be assisting. And all their belongings, all these people, it's strewn over hundreds of metres. You know, the water has taken it and drifted. Everywhere you look, there's a fridge here, there's a microwave there, there's a roof sheet there, there's... It's everywhere. So you need people in there on the ground picking out, okay, what's rubbish, what possibly isn't. So the locals can have a look at, that was mine, I can salvage that, I can keep it. At least salvage something out of their lives to take on for the future and to start to rebuild. And, yeah.
Do you know, and you made the point too, the wet season, there's still a hell of a long way to go. Now, of course, there's a potential circulation forming up out in the Coral Sea, so that adds to the urgency.
Yes, absolutely it does. You know, before, you know, and it was one of the things that I put in the initial letters of getting the support was that, you know, the last thing we need is for this monsoon weather to come in whilst I still have communities like Cape Tribulation that are still isolated.
Yes.
You know, they've got basic road out. All it needs is one decent weather, water event. You know, more slides could occur. These people could be trapped. You know, and what happens if disaster, you know, more slides, it could be, you know, potentially deaths happening.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why it's so important to get these things done. It's urgent that we get these things done as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Good on you, Michael. I really appreciate this update. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's a chairman of FNQ Rock, but more importantly, for this particular occasion, he's the mayor of the Douglas Shire Council. And, of course, the last weeks, he's just been focusing very intensely on those areas to the north of Mossman. Michael Kerr.